Survey, Donald Trump at majority support in Iowa, half in New Hampshire. By Hannah Blow on September 29, 2023. Former President Donald Trump has majority support in Iowa while garnering support from half of likely voters in New Hampshire. The latest CBS News survey examining the Republican primary race found. Despite their greatest efforts over the past several months, Trump's Republican primary challengers have failed to put a dent in his lead both nationally as well in early states. And the latest CBS News survey demonstrates that reality. In Iowa, where the Trump campaign seeks to deliver a knockout punch to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Trump leads with majority support, as 51% of likely Iowa GOP caucusgoers support him. DeSantis lands 30 points behind with 21% support in the Hawkeye state, while the remaining candidates remain in the single digits. That includes former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, 8%, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, 6%, former Vice President Mike Pence, 6%, anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, 5%, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, 1%, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, 1%. The last of whom did not make the stage for the second debate in Simi Valley, California. Related, wow. Trump mocks GOP presidential contenders, calls them job candidates for his administration. In New Hampshire, a state the DeSantis campaign has primarily focused on, Trump leads with support from half of likely Granite State Republican voters. He is up 37 points above DeSantis, who comes in with 13%. The results are actually better for DeSantis in this survey compared to other New Hampshire polls, some of which have shown him falling to fourth and fifth place. Haley comes just 2 points behind DeSantis with 11% support, followed by Ramaswamy and Christie, both of whom garnered 8% support. Scott saw 5% support, and remaining candidates saw 2% support or less. The surveys were taken September 15 to 24, 2023. Among 1,011 registered voters in Iowa and 943 in New Hampshire. The margin of error is +6.1% and +5.4%, respectively. The results came ahead of the second debate, which took place Wednesday evening. Only 7 candidates participated, as Hutchinson did not make the cut, and Trump met with striking auto workers in Michigan. Related, Trump to auto workers, crooked Joe got his hands dirty with foreign deals while you paid the price.